Now we shine your shoe like a looking glass. When that water hit them shoes, it roll right off. Shine. Now we shine that shoe like a looking glass. Make a fly through that door. Now to left, shine. Now we get them shoes like a looking glass. The water hit them, they're gonna roll right off. Shine. Now we put them shoes right on the lip when you know them shoes gonna shine, they gonna glit. Now we hit them shoes like a looking glass, them shoes gonna do the natural life shine. Now we gonna hit them shoes like a looking glass when that water hit them, they gonna roll right off shine.
Thank you for coming. Welcome to Signs and Wonders. I'm your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. This is going to be a different show tonight. This is actually not a show. It's going to be a broadcast, but this is an announcement. This is a schedule for only an hour. If we need more time, I'll expand it. But I want to see exactly how many people actually get into the queue. And I'm going to wait for the queue to fill up a little bit more and actually get some callers on the line. Now, I'm going to ask some people to participate into this announcement because it's very important. And as the queue is being filled up, I want to first go over a couple things and why I'm actually doing this announcement. And you ever have those days where things kind of come together and then your intuition starts to give you warning signs and then you say, okay, what is this all about? I had one of these experiences today and I'm going to explain to you exactly what happened. But first, before I do, I need to do a sound check. And I'm going to ask the people in the chat room, if they can hear me, just say, we can hear you. So I make sure that I don't have the same problems that I had last night. What happened last night is I got what you call a denial of service attack. It's called an ICMP flood. ICMP flood. This is like when, you know, so many people go to one area at the same time, and then it's flooded, basically. Like, within the internet, what happens is somebody attacks your IP address, people flood it, and then when they flood your IP address or you know, the service that's trying to get to its destination, you can't get online because there's too many people trying at the same time. Now, I know my show ain't that damn popular that everybody's flooding it, and then I couldn't even talk. So what I did was I traced it. Actually, I didn't really trace it, but I looked up exactly what kind of attack it was. And since it was an ICMP flood attack, I realized that, you know, I'm 90%, okay, let's say 95% sure that it was deliberate, because as soon as the show was over, it stopped. So I think, that you can hear me. Thank you so much. I think that, you know, it was deliberate, but it's a good thing. And I'll tell you why. Because if they're worried about what I'm saying, then that means what I'm saying is effective. And therefore, like I explained, download it as much as possible. Now, this announcement is going to do two things. The first thing I want to do is tell everybody that I redid the broadcast. That I uploaded one right after the show because I did it and I was tired and I was upset and my energy was really bad. Okay, it was really low. So the next day I woke up fresh and then I hit it and I added like another hour to the broadcast. Okay, and this hour is phenomenal and I actually found the videos that I wanted to find and I added the actual audio files in there and what I'm going to speak about now actually goes with the It goes with what I spoke about last night. Okay? And I actually changed the name of the broadcast. Okay? The broadcast now is False Prophets and the Man Called Moses. Okay? And this is going to revolve around a lot. Okay? It's going to revolve around a lot. Now, first, let me say this. I wanted to announce on the broadcast, which I didn't, is I'm working on a video. And I hope this video is going to explain a lot of things about what's going on. And I talk a lot about this particular calendar, and it's a calendar called the Great Calendar. And it consists of 25,920 days. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break all this down so you can actually understand what this means to the time we are in now. And it happens to do with 2012. It happens to do with the Passover, the Shabbat. All these things that have been changed are changed deliberately to take the power away from the Hebrews, because the power that they had was to not give us the information on who we are. See, the power that we have is just knowing who we are is more powerful than they have. All the power that they have in the world will be destroyed if the Hebrews knew who they were. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. And if I can show people how the calendar was deliberately manipulated, then you would see, without a doubt, who the manipulators are and the fact that they have a plan. But unfortunately, it's a little bit late in the day. Okay? It's a little bit late in the day. That's why it's important that I get this video out. And hopefully it'll explain a couple things. Okay? And that's one of the projects that I wanted to discuss and announce, that I'm going to put that out, and it's going to be about 2 weeks, okay? It's going to be 2 weeks. And I think it's going to be called Numbers Don't Lie, but I might change it. All right, that's the one announcement. The other thing, of course, was that the video that I put online, it's called The False Prophets and the Man Called Moses. That right there is the new updated version with an hour extra. So if you have the old version, override it with this one or put that aside. This is the one that you should be watching. All right. Now, I got that out the way. Now, what I want to do is I want to tell you guys how I came up with this broadcast called A Man Like Moses. Now, it's this is what's going to tie this all together. All right. April 1st, okay, I woke up around 8 o'clock in the morning, all right? I woke up about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I just started writing. And three things I wrote. I said, because just sometimes when you dream, you're like, you wake up with a lot of information in your head. And my advice is, when you do that, just write it down, right? And then I wrote down all the people that were claiming to be the Hebrews, okay? And then I thought about it. I said, well, who are the most famous people that I could think of that will stick out in the lines that are the ones that claim to be the Hebrews, or those of the covenant? And I said, well, the most famous one in the line of Esau that I think of is Herod. The most famous one in the line of Ishmael that I can think of is Muhammad. And the most famous individual in Yahushua line, in Yaakov's line, of course, is Yahushua. So then I said, well, it's so simple that we can trace these back to the origin of where they come from, right? Now, what happened was, as I was writing that down, I just started writing like three pages of all this stuff. And then I came up with how I called it A Man Like Moses. And I just put that on top of the line because I said, this kind of reminds me of what Farrakhan was talking about. So then I said, well, let me listen to actually what Farrakhan says. What does he really mean about a man called Moses? So, you know, I started writing this out, and then I listened to his tape, and I was like, wait a minute. He's actually saying that, is he saying he is the Messiah? Did I hear that right? And then I listened to it again, and then he said that Elijah Muhammad is the Messiah. And then he said that, you know, he is now Messiah, the Messiah's messenger and all this stuff. So then I started writing my broadcast, and then I started researching Deuteronomy 18. And when I first did it, I didn't quite understand because, you know, sometimes the Most High gives you stuff and you're just like, okay, I'm just going to put this broadcast together and I know I got this research and something was missing. You know, I didn't really feel good about it, but I was like, okay, I hope people understand it, but something's missing. Then what happened was the next day I woke up and started writing it again. And not writing it, I started reading it again. Because, you know, I write, like I said, my practice is to write down the whole broadcast. And then as I'm doing it, I'm feeling everything that I've written, you know. So then I started reading it, and then everything started just opening up, okay? Now, after it opened up, there's one file that I tried to get from Farrakhan, and I couldn't get it in time for the show. So then I listened to it today. And then everything started to make sense. Everything started to make sense. Now, I hope I can articulate this enough. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play this audio file. Okay? After I play this, then we're going to discuss it. All right, hold on one second. Hopefully it's uploaded. I'm going to look in here and see if it's up yet. Let me see. Okay, I can't find it right now. That would be typical. All right, let me check the uploads. Okay. Well, it's not uploaded yet. It's taking a little bit of time. But that's all right. I should play the yellow one then. You know, if that doesn't work, I'm going to have to play another one. Okay, let me see. It might work now, actually. Hold on, y'all. Bear with me. Okay. Well, while that is uploading, I'm going to actually play something else. And then maybe I'll play that one later. Okay. Now, I want you to listen to this. Okay? And then we're going to talk about it.
Talk about a man coming, the like of Moses. You don't need to know his picture. You just need to look for the circumstance and see what voice, what program is rising up among an enslaved people, and look again and you will see the man like Moses. Jesus could not have been the man like Moses. He wasn't born a slave. He wasn't born in a strange land among strange people. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in Palestine.
Oh, okay. I have more. Let me see. All right, there was another part to that. Okay, no, that's actually good enough. But when this one, he says, Jesus did not have been a man like Moses. Now, we know that the name is Yahushua. So, to us, we're like, well, you know, Jesus isn't the name anyway. But it is extremely vital that you understand where I'm coming from. Here's something that we have to understand. Farrakhan, okay? These are some good points about him. In 2010, June 26, he exposed to the world that the Hebrews are the slaves in the United States. Okay? He exposed to the world, and he sent books throughout Congress. Okay? Farrakhan, he's constantly exposing the New World Order. So there's a lot of positive things about him. Okay, he's warning in 1985, we know the episode, the event where he went on this spaceship and he was told by Elijah Muhammad that Gaddafi was going to get bombed, and Gaddafi was bombed. So he, you know, there's things that he's doing that are extremely huge in this world. Okay? Now, we know that he helped Barack Obama come into power in Chicago. He supported him. So when Obama wanted to run for senator, you know, he has to look back and see who actually helped his career, and this was Louis Farrakhan. You know, and if it wasn't for Louis Farrakhan pushing him to that point, maybe there would not even be a Barack Obama. And I know Barack Obama knows this. So this man helped put the first black president in office. Okay? Now, not only is he a leader in the black community, he is the leader in the black community, the number one leader in the black community. Who can compare to Farrakhan? Okay? Now, these are some positive things that we can see about this man. And, you know, like I said in the broadcast, if you've heard it already, is that I have maybe hundreds of different audio files that I downloaded of him doing different shows, speaking. And I listened to him because, you know, when you hear Farrakhan, you feel good about yourself because he's just speaking, you know, he's speaking power to power, you know, and he's telling the truth. So this is a good thing. Now, my concerns, okay, what are my concerns? As of late, I'm hearing certain things from Farrakhan, which I don't know why I didn't really pick up on before. But one of the things is he keeps mentioning that he is not the Messiah, but, you know, he definitely says that Elijah Muhammad is the Messiah. All right, now that's basis for concern right there. But he actually says that he is the basically Aaron to, you know, he's basically the Aaron to Moses, you know, or he's kind of setting himself up to be kind of like the second Messiah also. And why is this important? Is because we have to really take this serious and see exactly what he's doing right now. And how he's actually leading the people. Now, we have to go into the Word and actually see what the Word says about the spirit of the Antichrist. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that Farrakhan is Antichrist. No, this isn't that show. What I'm saying is we have to be aware of exactly what he's talking about and how this affects us. Because at the end of the day, okay, he is speaking to black people. And black people are the chosen. Why are they the chosen? Because the Hebrew is the African Americans. And we have this mountain of a man that is announcing to the world that the Hebrews are African Americans, and we are on our end talking to people about this truth and putting together documents and actually exposing it and who we are, but yet we have no power to really lead our people, just in very small groups, whereas Farrakhan has this huge following. And therefore, the whole movement can be shifted towards Farrakhan, misleading the people into a wrong direction. So what we have to ask the question is, can we trust this man? One, and if we can't trust him, then what is his agenda? Okay? What is his agenda? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a real old file. This is from 1965. And this is Farrakhan speaking, because I can't find the other one. Well, I'm going to hit refresh, and hopefully the computer doesn't bug out. So I'm going to hit refresh and see if that file comes up. If it doesn't, I'm going to play the old one. Okay, here we go. Now listen to this. This is recent, all right? Here we go.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we give him praise and thanks for bringing to birth February 26, 1877, one born to fulfill the desires of the world of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. The great Mahdi that the Muslim world has been looking for is now in the world. He made his appearance among us and chose from our ranks the black man and woman of America, a divine leader, teacher, and guide as his messenger to us and to the world. And now we know that man, Elijah Muhammad, as the Messiah. Thank you. I greet all of you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Now we just heard, straight from Farrakhan's mouth, that Elijah Muhammad is the Messiah. does this bother anybody? Is everybody okay with this? Because if we are, we need to do some soul searching, and we really need to get back into scriptures. Okay? Let me read something to you. This is from John 2. This is 2 John 1:6. It says, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which is we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Yahushua, the Messiah, is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself, that we lose not those things which we have bought, but that we receive a full reward. Now, when I say this, what I'm saying is that the word tells us that if anybody says that Yahushua is not the Messiah, then it is the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, when the Messiah came, okay, he left the Comforter. The Comforter was the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth is what is left with us to know that the Father is with us. It is not another man or another being coming to this earth. When Farrakhan says that he is the Messiah, Elijah Muhammad is the Messiah, then he is denying, okay? He is denying that Yahushua even came. And for nobody to be upset about that, okay? Nobody to even talk against that is saying they are compliant with it. You know, it should be, the internet should be flooded with people in opposition, but nobody is in opposition. Now, if you've listened to the broadcast that was just recently released by Farrakhan, he explains about the earthquakes happening. He explains about how America is going to fall. And everything he says is 100% correct. But at the same time, he's denying the Messiah, and he is the number one leader in the world, and he has the ear of the only people that can save this planet. And that's the Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. And we are sleeping right now. But if we don't wake up the people in time, before this is all said and done, they're going to fall for whatever Farrakhan has in store. Now, I'm not saying that Farrakhan is deliberate with this information. Maybe he's deceived as well. Maybe he does believe this, you know? But I think it's time that we actually get open dialogue on this, and we actually talk about it, so we can actually discuss it and be protected. Because what does the word say? It says, you know, it is impossible to deceive the very elect. Okay? We need to wake up, and we need to stay awake. All right? Now, the thing is, we have to ask the question. When someone like this speaks, who's speaking for Ayah? If we're supposed to be the voice of Ayah, then who is opposing Farrakhan? Who's really out there opposing him? Now, we have some brothers on the internet, which is nice, but it's time for us to come together and start speaking as one voice. Okay? We have to start speaking as one voice. You know? Thank you, Onyx Diamond. I got one person agreeing with me. Come on now. I don't want to be that lone voice crying in the wilderness. I mean, to me, we should be a lot more outraged than this. I mean, think about this. We have all these things happening right now. We have this exposures of the UFO, right? These UFO exposures, okay? We have the exposures of all the biblical deceptions. You think I'm the only one that can actually are figuring out that the Bibles have been written by the church fathers and I'm actually seeing how they deceived and turned things? No, this is something that's actually happening on a mass scale. The only difference is I have the ability to communicate with people. But there's people that are sitting at home, you know, in their apartment, figuring this out by themselves and saying, oh my goodness, we have been deceived. But they don't have anybody to talk to. You know, in the last days, the Most High is going to bring us together. He's going to bring us together. Now, what we need to do is we need to start communicating and planning before we cannot. Now, that denial service that I had, that little attack on my broadcast yesterday, that was just a warning shot. You know, let me know. Anytime they want, they can shut this down. Anytime they want, they can shut this down. It is the Most High that keeps this message going. And when it shut down, what are you going to do? Every one of us that are on this blog talk right now are in different cities, different states, different communities. We feel that when we come together as a family, that's nice. But when the computer is off and you're home alone, who do you got? Who do you have? Now, if you tell this truth to your family, they look at you like you're crazy. Some people just don't get it. Do you know why they just don't get it? Because it is the spirit that dwells in you that knows the truth. See, we are all individual spirits in here. And even though your brother, your sister might not get this, somebody from the other side of the state will understand where you're coming from. That means that your spirit is in tune with that spirit. That means that you have been given something to do. If you have been given something to do, what are you doing with it? It's time to get up and go to work. Now, I got about a half an hour, and I would like people to actually call in if you can, and raise your hand if you want to talk, you know, and ask questions on the message board if you have a question. But I'm going to continue to talk, because what I have seen is that what's happening is they are working on tearing down the religion. The religious system right now, okay? The religious system is now being destroyed. And since this system is being destroyed, it's being replaced. And what is it being replaced with? It's being replaced with the new religion. Now, when I make my video about time and the calendars and everything, you'll start to see it laid out perfectly. 2012 is a time frame, okay? It's a time for a change, and that change is going to create a new type of individual, okay? When they're talking about the UFO exposure, you know, what I think they're going to do is I think they're going to come out and say, yes, they exist, we've been visited for a while, and here they are. And because we don't understand what was happening 2,000 years ago, you see, 2,000 years ago, we had the principalities attacking. We had the demons. It was a different world. You know, you understand, like, if you try to take your mind back to Greece, okay? Try to take your mind back to how Greece was. And in Greece, they were always worshiping the idols. Were they less intelligent than we were? Or was the world a little bit different then? You know, we have to understand that the demonic forces had a different type of reign at this time. But something changed. Something changed where they didn't have that kind of openness. They became the hive. You know, they started to hide out. You know, the Most High took the demons out of the remember he had that man had 1,000 demons and he put them into the pig? You know, they spoke about these spiritual beings all the time. I mean, just the other day, I was on, I listened to Alex Jones' show, all right? And he had the son of, He had the son of, what's his name? Oliver Stone. And he was doing a project about trying to look at a haunted house called Greystone. I think you guys need to listen to his video, his broadcast, his interview. And what he was saying was, he said, yeah, we were in this this hospital. It's an insanity hospital. And we went in there and we saw all these demons and the spirits were walking around, and it scared him to death. So then he started doing research, and he went into the Middle East. And he started looking around the Middle East, and he started to notice that the people there speak openly about the jinn. Okay? Now, since they're speaking openly about the jinn, to them it's like no big deal. But one thing that he said really struck me. He was like, you know, talking about this, you know, this is Oliver Stone's son, and, you know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want people to think he's crazy. But when he was speaking, you could tell that he really seen some demons, and he really started to get it. You know, he said, look, I've studied the demons, and I studied the New World Order, you know, and he goes, and it makes sense that they would actually be the ones that are putting this together in order for it to continue its course for so long. Which, of course, you know, basically he's saying that man alone cannot create this system of control to bring it towards the New World Order. So there has to be these demonic entities that are actually controlling this throughout history. And because we don't acknowledge that they exist, then they have free reign. But those that do acknowledge that they exist are getting power from them, so they think. Now, do you know that with Gaddafi, they actually found some books. And these books were of a demonic nature. Okay? Let me see if I can find this for you. This is a... Do a search on Gaddafi, and let me see. Okay, it's called Gaddafi Talmud. All right, now I'm going to read this to you. This is on February 27th, 2011. All right? I want you to understand that the people in the high powers, people in the positions of power, even higher than Barack Obama, okay, these are kings, okay, dictators. They've been in power for years. They believe in this stuff so much, and we don't even know it exists. We're ignorant. We are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. I mean, we need to really get this together. Now listen to this. This is what it says. In Cairo, February 27, 2011, for the past week, Libya has been racked by popular uprising against the 42-year rule of strongman Muammar Gaddafi, which the ruling regime has tried to quell with a mix of violence, including the use of gunships and foreign mercenaries and disinformation. Okay? While this is before the March 19th invasion, okay, it says, within the last 2 days, however, after a spat of high-level defections, most areas of the troubled North nation have fallen into the hands of disposition of opposite forces. Several Gaddafi's personal residents, meanwhile, have now been occupied by anti-government demonstrators. Interesting, on Sunday, February 27th, Arabo Languages satellite news channel Al Jazeera reported that several books on the occult and about Jewish magic in particular have been discovered in Gaddafi's presidential palace in Albain in Esbian, Libya. Now, in reading this first, there's more. In reading this first, we have to know that Al Jazeera is controlled by the CIA, right? So it's not really a reliable source, but you have to think this article was buried in the news, and it was over a month ago now. Okay, it was over a month ago. Now, if they wanted to evade Gaddafi, they could have said, hey, look, this guy is actually a devil worshiper. And then they would have put it on CNN and everybody would have known about it. But this is some very small, unknown article. And whenever it's this small, I'm like, okay, what about it? Now, here's what it says that they found. It says, It says, the following is in English language, translated of the brief news report. And it says, numerous books on magic and summoning demons have been found inside Gaddafi's presidential palace in Al-Bida, in addition to several religious books, specifically about the Talmud and Jewish religion. Al Jazeera goes on to show six Arabic language books that were said to have been found. Actually, if you do a research, you say Gaddafi demonic books, it'll come up on YouTube, but it's in Arabic, so you can't understand what they're saying. But this is what they're saying. Have been found in Gaddafi's possession, and which appeared to have been mounted behind glass. Okay? He actually put them in glass. They were like special books. The books bear titles including a complete exegesis of the Talmud and the teachings of the rabbis, and then the Kabbalah and Jewish magic, and then he has the League of Satan, the political mafia, and mafia of religions. And then he has another one called the 72 Secrets at the Heart of Judaism. Then it says, while the report does not prove anything conclusively, it nevertheless raises questions about the Libyan leaders' peculiar beliefs and possible associations. Now, in first reading this, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this must be them trying to turn him, make him out to be this villain against the Arab nations. Because if he's Arabic and he has all these Jewish books and stuff, that would be the best tool to make him the number one enemy towards the Arab nations, so that they can attack him. But my question is, why wasn't this on our news to even emphasize that? Well, I started thinking about this. And then the type of books that he's read, that he's reading, are the ones that they have put in his possession. Who actually knows about these books and who's using them? Okay? So we have to understand that there's something else that's going on behind the scenes here. We're thinking that this is something to do with, some kind of political uprising or about oil. It's none of these things. I mean, if anybody have listened to the shows like Alex Jones and the old guy that comes on, he talks about how they have billions of tons of oil up in Alaska. And if the United States wanted these oil, they can just go to Alaska and tap the oil from there. And the United States doesn't even use Libya's oil. We use maybe 5%, 10%, even if that. The most person that uses the Libyan oil is Germany. They use about 50% of the oil, and they're not even attacking them. Okay? They're the ones who should be most concerned about it. So there's something here that's happening that has a spiritual connection to it. Okay? Now, I'm looking here. Mama B has something that says 72 gate portals, secrets, not demons, over 72 regions opening up as we speak. That's very interesting, Mama B. And that number 72 is a very interesting number, because I'm actually going to talk about this in my video. Now, I want you guys to listen to this. Every 72 years, okay, every 72 years, there is a new cycle based in what they believe, okay? So, in the cycle is based on the zodiac symbols, and it's based on, of course, the Kabbalah. The cycle is based on the zodiac symbols, but each zodiac symbol is based on a demonic entity. All right? Now, if we are Hebrews, open up, if we are Hebrews waking up to this, then we have to know what it is they know, meaning that we have to know what they are believing in these last days. Now, these, if you take, here's an example. Let's take the word, let's take the number 72. You divide that number by 6. If you notice, you'll get 12. Okay? What is 12? 12 is the amount of zodiac symbols in a year. 12 months. So what they say is that every 72 years, the cycle changes. But each symbol gets 6 times to rule. Okay? So within in 3 years, right? I mean, if you take 72 and you multiply it times 3, okay, what is that? What is 72 times 3? That's 216, right? 216 is a number that they have. All right? And if you add all the numbers 216, you get 9. Okay? Now, all these things are numerology, but they mean a lot. 666 is 216. 216 equals to 9. Then you have 9 and 911. You see? But 2160, you see that? 216, that's 12. That's 2160 is the same as 72 times 3. 2160 is a cycle that they are following. Okay? And each cycle is controlled by a demonic being. We are coming upon a cycle now, like I tried to explain. Now, this war is going on with Libya, and what do they find in his books? What books do they find? All right? They find all these books that happen to do with, you know, listen to the names. It says the Talmud and Jewish religion, right? Then they have, it's called the Kabbalah and the Jewish magic, the League of Satan, the political mafia, and the mafia of religions. And then it has the 72 secrets of the heart of Judaism. Why those books? You know what I'm saying? And then when they talk about, you know, the synagogue of Satan. Now we have Farrakhan, who's close friends with this man. But like I said, we don't know if those are his books or not, but it's peculiar that they actually picked these books. All right? Now, we have to really be cautious now. Now, the word says, if they come in the name, if they deny the name of the Messiah, then they are in the spirit of the Antichrist. And the spirit of the Antichrist, okay, we have to understand, what is this? What is the spirit of the Antichrist? That means it's a spirit that denied the spirit that the Messiah came in the flesh. Okay? Now, I'm going to see if I can, I don't have much time, but let me see if I can read something. And if anybody wants to say something, just raise your hand, and then I can, answer you. But let me see if I can find a good verse. It says, okay, listen to this. It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they have been of us, they would not doubt, have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifested that they were not all of us. This is from 1 John 2:19, and it says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lies is of the truth. And it says, John 2:2:2. Okay? Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is the Messiah? What does it say? Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is the Messiah. He, the person who denies it, he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that knoweth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Okay? Now, I wanted to read that real quick. Let me see how much time I got. Okay, I got 9 minutes. Good. I'm going to read one more. Okay? Let me see. And every spirit that confesses Yahushua the Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Okay? And every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua Messiah is come in the flesh is not of Yah. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come. Okay? Remember saying, we told you that this would come. He says that even now already it is in the world. Ye are of Yah, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than is he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of Yah. He that knoweth Yah heareth us. He that is not of Yah hath not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. Now, the spirit of truth is the comforter. Hereby we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, he goes, hear not us, hereby we the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error, be beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yah, and everyone that loveth is born of Yah, and knoweth Yah. He that loveth not, knoweth not Yah, for Yah is love. And it says, and this was manifested, the love of Yah toward us, because that Yah sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. All right, now it keeps going, but the point I'm trying to make is that what we need to do is really pay attention to what Farrakhan says. Now I'm going to play this one more time and listen to it now. After reading that, listen to what he says about Elijah Muhammad.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we give him praise and thanks for bringing to birth February 26, 1877, one born to fulfill the desires of the world of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. The great Mahdi that the Muslim world has been looking for is now in the world. He made his appearance among us and chose from our ranks the black man and woman of America, a divine leader, teacher, and guide as his messenger to us and to the world. And now we know that man, Elijah Muhammad, as the Messiah. Thank you. I greet all of you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so you heard it again. Now, am I hearing things? Okay, he said Elijah Muhammad is the Messiah. And it basically said in the book of John that he that denieth that the Messiah came in the flesh has the spirit of the Antichrist. It's not saying that he is the Antichrist, but the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, if this spirit of the Antichrist is friends with Gaddafi, and Gaddafi got all these occult books, which we don't know if they're his or not, but, you know, two peas in the pod, you know, what's that thing about two peas in the pod? You know what I'm saying? We need to think about what is it that the Farrakhan wants from us, okay? He announced to the world that we were the Hebrews. He wrote some books. He sent it to all the presidents. He did a show on June 26, 2010. But at the same time, he's telling us that Yahushua wasn't the Messiah, but Elijah Muhammad is. Now, personally, I take offense to that. And I'm setting an open call out here. If somebody from the Nation of Islam would like to explain this to me on why Elijah Muhammad is the Messiah, and then, you know, tell it to all of us, right? Then maybe we can check it out. Because if he's not the Messiah, you know what I'm saying? It's your soul that's in trouble. Now, you know, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this broadcast, but the main reason was because I wanted to tell people that the file, I redid it, it's uploaded, it gets more into detail into this, and to make the announcement that I'm working on a video, and that video is going to be about the time and the schedule. I can't emphasize how important it is to understand what schedule we're on, and hopefully I can articulate it in this video, because once I articulate it inside of this video, then we'll be able to see where we are. And we only got about 2 years left, if that, until they have a change. I'm not saying that the world's going to end in 2 years, but they're working for a type of change. Now, it takes a few years for that change to take effect, but at least we know this is why these things are happening, because based on the Kabbalah, on their things, then we have to pay attention to what's going on. All right, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for coming. I'm going to play something on the way out, and I'll make sure I inform you on my next broadcast. Okay, peace.
And this is the poem that I always close every reading of mine. After this poem, I read no more. Strong men. Strong men. The strong men keep coming on. Carl Sandburg. They dragged you from homeland. They chained you in coffles. They huddled you, spoon fashion, in filthy hatches. They sold you to give a few gentlemen ease. They broke you in like oxen, they scourged you, they branded you, they made your women breeders, they swelled your numbers with bastards, they taught you the religion they disgraced. You sang, keep inching along like a poet's worm. You sang, by and by I'm gonna lay down this heavy load. You sang, walk together, chillin'. Don't you get weary. The strong men keep a-coming on. The strong men get stronger. They point with pride to the roads you built for them. They ride in comfort over the rails you laid for them. They put hammers in your hands and said, drive so much before sundown. You sang, ain't no hammer in this land. Strikes like mine, Betty. Strikes like mine. They cooked you in their kitchen, they penned you in their factories. They gave you the jobs that they were too good for. They tried to guarantee happiness to themselves by shunting dirt and misery to you. You sang, me and my baby gonna shine, shine, me and my baby gonna shine. The strong men keep a-coming on, the strong men get stronger. They bought off some of your leaders. You stumbled, as blind men will. They coaxed you unwontedly soft-voiced. You followed away, then laughed as usual. They heard the laugh and wondered, uncomfortable, unadmitting a deeper terror. The strong men keep a-coming on, getting stronger. What from the slums where they have hemmed you? What from the tiny huts they could not keep from you? What reaches them, making them ill at ease, fearful? Today they shout prohibitions at you. Thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that, reserved for whites only. You laugh. One thing they cannot prohibit, the strong men coming on, the strong men getting stronger, strong men stronger.
Now, I speak about this because a lot of us and that times have been changed.
Wow.
Times have been manipulated. And if we don't see that, then we will continue to be fooled and blinded. Now, I'm going to work on a video to really explain this.